Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Monday, April the 8th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you today, everybody? Today we are going to talk about something very important. We are going to talk about storytelling, and we are going to, because I watched, as I told you before on this podcast, I used to be big on wrestling. I used to be big on professional wrestling. I used to watch it. Me and my brother, we enjoyed it when we was kids. I stopped watching it, but I told my brother a couple months ago. He told me, he said, man, The Rock is back. And I said, all right, let me check out this whole thing. And so before we get started, before I walk you down all that path, I just want to say, you know, I took a stroll around the store the other day. I had no intentions on buying anything. I just looked at different products, and every product I thought to myself, what is this? What is the story? There's always a story about why the product was created. There's a story about how the product was created. There's a story about, you know, why should you buy this brand? Why should you buy from these people whoever is selling it, you know? And a lot of times, as we all know, the better the story, the better the product. Because every product, you know, there are some products, you know, there are some products that are like $1, and you don't put a lot of value on the product. But it could be the same people. It's like clothes. You know, there's a story behind the clothes people buy, and why they're so expensive. Some people tell you, you know, this is the finest Italian leather, yada, yada, yada. But the point of all this is the same. Whenever you are creating a product, whenever you are creating a brand, whenever you are doing anything, you want to tell a great story. You want to tell an awesome story. And I bring up the wonderful world of professional wrestling because, you know, last night, I didn't watch all of WrestleMania, but last night I watched one match I wanted to see. It was between two guys, you know, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, and it was a great match. And I remember I was watching a match, I was by myself, and I'm sitting there, and, you know, I'm caught up in the match, you know. I know wrestling's, you know, it's not on the up and up, you know, it's not, you know, it's not a legit, hey, this guy pinned this guy, you know. It's a script, and they go by the script. But there's a moment when I'm watching it, and I'm into the story, you know. I've been following the story the last couple months. I'm into the story, you know. And now I finally get to see the match, and I'm watching the match. And about, you know, 5-10 minutes into it, I forgot. You know, you forget everything. You forget, you know, wrestling, whatever. You forget all of that, and you're watching it. And I'm finding myself. I said, man, I'm enjoying this. I will never watch wrestling like religiously, you know, ever in my life again. But I will say that the story that they told, you know, outside the ring, inside the ring, it was beautiful. And sometimes. As I think back, and I was thinking back to some of the best stories when I was a kid, you know, watching wrestling. When I was a kid, you know, I remember, you know, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, they teamed up, they joined forces, and they became the Mega Powers, you know. And so I got to thinking about all these stories, you know, and wrestling and, you know, high ties into marketing. And what also got me, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I saw there was this product, Liquid Death, you know, and it's a cool, I walk by it every now and then, I see it, and I go, what is, and at first I thought it was like alcohol, you know, and I'm like, what is this, Liquid Death? And, you know, come to find out, it's like water, you know, but it's cool how they made the can, they make the brand, they're like, hey, this is, you know, powerful stuff, you know, and I saw the article that Liquid Death was a, you know, valuation to be like $1 billion. I'm thinking, when you create a story and you create marketing, you know, you could take any product and you could turn it from just a, you know, a can of water into something like $1 billion. And that's the power of storytelling. That's the power of marketing. And so this episode, that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk quite a while about storytelling. And I'm going to tie wrestling into storytelling. And I just want you to remember this and take notes. And it's not about, you know, it doesn't have to, it could be compelling. You know, stories, I'll tell you a story very, very quickly. And if I told you, I left my house, I was in the Navy, I left the boat at 12 p.m. on a Saturday, and I didn't make it back to the boat until 2 p.m. the next day on a Sunday. I got 26 hours to fill you in on a story that sounds I met Green Day up close and personal, the group. This is all true. I could tell this story. I could lay it out. I could turn this into a movie. You know, that's the power of storytelling. If I just say, hey, man, I went, left the boat, had a backpack, left at noon on Saturday, came back. It was 2 p.m. on a Sunday. I remember this day because it's one of the strangest days of my life. And I saw Green Day. They were doing a video shoot. And so I could tell you all that story. And one day I probably will. And we could tell all that. I could make it all exciting because it was exciting, you know. For me, it was another Saturday. But for you, it's exciting. But storytelling is very important. And the better you tell the story, the better off you will be. And so, getting back to this match. I'm caught up in the match. I'm watching. I'm like, ooh, ah. You know, the guys punching each other. They're like, one, two. And I'm like, oh, come on, kick out, you know. And I'm into it. And the story they told, I'm like, you know, this is a great match, you know. And then things start to happen. People come down, people from yesteryear, you know. And it's like, okay. And then, you know, at the end, you know, and I got to say this because I'm recording it on a Monday morning. So I don't want to actually give it away just in case somebody hasn't watched it. But I'm watching. And I'm like, at the end, they do the one, two. And I'm like, and they pin them. And I'm like, woo. And I'm like, I am fully invested at this point. Okay. That's the power of storytelling. And wrestling over the years. No matter, every now and then I come back because my brother, he loves it. He still watches it. And that's one of our, you know, you ever notice like sometimes different people in your life, you have different conversations with, you know. I talk, you know, me and my wife, we like to watch Amazing Race. So I talk to her about Amazing Race. You know, other people, sometimes I have a cousin, he loves football. He texts me every now and then, talks to me about football. And so for me and my brother, you know, wrestling has always been a part of our lives. And so I just remember there have been some of the best stories, you know, ever told, and it's through wrestling. And I'm always amazed. I'm like, wow, this is what I need to get. I need to become a better storyteller. We can all become better storytellers. And I'm going to tell you a couple of stories that if you can't, you should just watch them, you know, just because of the dramatics, you know, the maybe, will they, won't they, you know, what's going to happen, how's it going to happen, what's going to happen, you know. And as you get older, you know, if you watch movies, if you watch enough movies when you get older, it kind of sucks because a lot of times you like, I'm not shocked. You don't want to be like that, but it just happens sometimes. If you watch like action movies, you're like, the bad guy's probably right in plain sight, you know, and a lot of times it's like, boom, there it goes. I knew it. And it's, you know, it just happens, and that's okay. But you can always get caught up, you know. Don't ever act like you can't get caught up in something, because you can, you know. We've all done it. I was caught up yesterday and last night. I was watching, I was very excited, and you know, I remember I haven't been that excited about a wrestling match since, and I will give you another example of storytelling. When The Rock, he fought Hulk Hogan, it was 2002. And me and my brother watched it together. And I remember, I didn't really see up until the point of, you know, like what had been going on. But this was the story told, not really outside the ring. It was like, hey, I'm the new, because The Rock at that time, he was the guy, you know, like him and Stone Cold. Like The Rock was the guy at that point in time. He was the guy. And Hulk Hogan, he had been gone from the WWF for a long time, and he came back, and he was a bad guy, you know, and that's a whole nother story. But he came back, and he was a bad guy. It was Hollywood Hogan, and I remember he was like, you know, we're going to fight. And I just remember watching it, and if you know anything about wrestling, Hulk Hogan, he had like one of his biggest fights in Toronto, and they was fighting in Toronto, so it's like, Hulk Hogan, Toronto, The Rock, and Hulk Hogan is supposed to be a bad guy. But if you are like me, born in 1979, and you're like, hey man, I grew up a Hulk Hogan fan, you know, forget all the stuff now, you know, forget all the whatever, but the racist or whatever, you know. But if you're a child like me and you grew up in the 80s and 90s watching wrestling, then a lot of us were fans of Hulk Hogan. So it's like, I can't really boo Hulk Hogan, man. Can I? And I'm watching the match, you know, and it's like everybody, it was like a mix, because you're like, yeah, boo Hulk Hogan. But then you're like, ah, come on, I want to see Hulk win, you know, because you're watching it. Hulk Hogan, he's not young no more, you know, he's like in his 40s, later 40s, you know, and you're like, come on, Hulk. Let's bring it back one more time. And they fought, you know, and I found myself like, you know, I want The Rock to win, but I don't want Hulk Hogan to get beat up. And, you know, it was one of the best in-ring stories. You're watching, and it's like, you know, and you see the transformation, and people like, come on, Hulk. Come on, Hulk. And, you know, I remember watching. He did a leg drop, you know, and you're like, come on, Hulk. And you find yourself just engulfed in it, you know, and the story they told in the ring. And by the end, you know, when The Rock beat Hulk Hogan, I'm going to give away that story. When The Rock, he did another rock bottom on Hulk Hogan, you're like, ah, oh, man, you know what? Hulk lost, but he put up a heck of a fight. He did good. And me and my brother were like, man, Hulk Hogan, come on, man. Come back to the red and yellow, you know. I remember I told my brother, I said, man, I wish he need to go back to the red and yellow, man. Forget Hollywood Hogan. He need to go back to being old Hulk Hogan. Come on, say your prayers and do your vitamins. And the story they told was great, you know. Now, I remember another wrestling match, another wrestling story. This is a story. It was of Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. You know, two of my favorite people. And I just remember they teamed up. They were like, come on, man. We need to team up. We need to fight. You know, I think Andre the Giant and Ted DiBiase. So they teamed up. They were the Mega Powers. And I just remember they tag teamed at SummerSlam. So it's August. And by the next WrestleMania, they was into it. It was sad. I was sad. I was like, man, I don't know who I'm at the roof for Hulk Hogan. Sorry, Macho Man, but they just started doing a plot. And they're like, man, Hulk Hogan been trying to steal my spotlight, because Macho Man was a champion at the time. And they started doing little things like, you know, Hulk Hogan would come to the ring and save Elizabeth. And Macho Man would be looking, and he would be hugging Elizabeth. And, you know, I was young then, so I didn't really pay attention. I'm like, man, Hulk Hogan saving Macho Man, you know? And I just remember you could start seeing, like, now that I'm older and I went back and watched it, you start seeing, like, little things. Like, Hulk Hogan, he would be, you know, holding up Elizabeth, hugging her, you know, saving her, hugging her some more, you know? And I remember by the time they got to February, it was a Saturday night main event, and Macho Man was jealous. He was jealous of Hulk Hogan, okay? He was jealous. And I remember he walked off. Elizabeth got hurt. And no. Elizabeth got hurt. Hulk Hogan carried her to the back. I remember Macho Man, he fought. He lost. He went back there. He like, man, what you doing, man? Come on, man. He said, nah, man. You trying to steal my girl, man. You know what I'm saying? And he mollywopped Hulk Hogan. He said, boom. He hit him. Hulk Hogan fell, you know, Elizabeth screaming, come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, and I just remember that was a great thing. And then they're like, nah, we against each other now. And Macho Man cut one of the best, funniest promos you could ever, you could go watch it on YouTube. Just type in Macho Man WrestleMania 5 promo. And he's like, I hate you, Hulk Hogan. And it's one of the best, like, wrestling things you could ever see. It's funny, you know. And another great story that just went on through the years with, like, Dusty Rhodes and Nature Boy Ric Flair, you know. And I remember it would be, I was like 7 or 8 maybe, you know. And by then, they would fight every now and then, but it wasn't as competitive. But every now and then, you know, the Ric Flair would say something smart about Dusty Rhodes, you know. And Dusty Rhodes would say something about Ric Flair. And, you know, I remember when I got old, I went back and I started watching, you know, some old wrestling tapes. And I saw, like, how Dusty Rhodes, they turned on Dusty Rhodes. They locked him up in the cage and they beat the living, you know what, out of Dusty Rhodes. Like, pummeled him beat him down, you know. And after that, it was, they were always like, they wasn't like just constantly fighting for years and years, but every now and then they would come back to each other like, hey, I ain't forgot you. I don't like you. You don't like me, you know. We don't like each other, you know. So every now and then they would come back and they would still talk about each other. And that's always, like, great storytelling. It's the same as when Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and The Rock, you know, they fought in 3 WrestleMania events. So they were not always fighting for, like, 5 years straight, you know. But now and then they would come back. They would cross paths. There were always something. And it's like, you know, these guys, they don't like each other. They don't trust each other. What can happen when they get into the same, you know, around each other, you know? You never know what's going to happen, you know? And so storytelling is very important. Storytelling is very vital. And, you know, when I was watching that match yesterday, I just kept thinking to myself, you know, how great is it when you tell a story and you come to the end and, you know, and it's all done. You have to say to yourself, man, we've done a great job at telling this story. And so whenever you write or you produce, you know, YouTube videos, you know, always be thinking about, you know, always be thinking, you know, where is this going? Where can I head? Where can I take this, you know, plot? Where can I take this theme? You know, because when you do podcasts, sometimes, like last week, I gave you 2 episodes about multi-level marketing. And every now and then we're going to touch on the subject. It's not going to be every day because that would be, I don't know, kind of nuts. But every now and then I'm going to bring it up. And there's a reason for that. And if you ever, I'll give you an example. If you ever want to write a book, let's say you want to write a book and you have an idea for a book and you have it lined out and you say, you know what, I'm going to do a few YouTube episodes And you do a few YouTube episodes, or let's say you are recording. You want to do something quick, and you say, "I want to write a book, but I don't want to write the book out, and I want to like record." You can always go and record an episode of your podcast, and then say the next week you say, "Hey, this is part two. This could be chapter two. You know, this could be chapter three." And you could do it that way, you know. And then before you know it, you have your book, and you just get it printed out, have somebody edit it, or you edit it, whatever, and then that could be your book. And so when you want to tell stories, you know, because last night was a great, I'll give you a small example. There was a moment to where Roman Reigns, his old partner, he was in a group called The Shield, and his old partner showed up. And he was wearing the full Shield outfit, you know, and it was like a long time ago. I forget how many years ago it was. But one of the things that happened where his old partner, when they was in the group, he hit Roman Reigns in the back with a chair, you know, and this was like 10 years ago. And it's funny, last night they went back to that. The guy was dressed up. The guy was for to get out the ring or whatever. And Roman Reigns had a chair and he hit him right in the back. And I thought, hey, old times. And so the storytelling can be subtle like that. The storytelling, it can, when you tell a story, you know, make sure, just tell a great story and a lot of great things can happen. You know, whether it be your YouTube channel, whether it be, you know, when you're telling the story with the content, with your marketing, with the product you want to sell, you know, just don't take the product. Just like, I got a pack of envelopes, you know, right in here, I'm looking at some envelopes. If you told a story about how great these envelopes are and why you need these envelopes, you could turn envelopes from a 50 cent product to a $10 product, $20 product. You know, if you say these are the greatest envelopes, guaranteed to not disintegrate into weather, you know, these envelopes was in World War II, yada, yada, yada. You could tell a story about envelopes, and you can create, and you can make some money selling envelopes. And it's just like this Icy Hot. Right in front of me, I have Icy Hot, okay? I have Icy Hot Original Pain Relief Balm. You know, this product, if you think about it, it's pretty boring, Icy Hot. But if you tell people, you know, hey, you wanna play basketball all day long, and you're 40 years old, and wake up the next morning, and voila, no pain, no nothing, no suffering, no nothing. Use Icy Hot, blah 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 blah. And you can tell a story about Icy Hot and how it helped you do this and do that, and you could take that and run with it, and you can make a lot of money telling a story about Icy Hot. Every product, every service, everything needs a story, you know. And when I say story, I don't mean you make it up. But what I mean is you tell a story, why they need it, how they need it, what do they need it for, why should they buy it, what should they buy it from you. There's always a reason behind everything. And when you figure out that telling a story is a way to go, and we all have to tell a story. We all tell a story, you know. We've all told a story. You know, how do you get married? How do you get into relationships? How do you meet people? You tell stories, you know. They enjoy your stories. You tell them more stories, you know. You go out for another date. You meet them again. You get to tell them more stories. They like more of your stories. You say, hey, I like you. You like me. You know, let's date, you know. There's a story behind everything, you know. There's a story behind every relationship. There's a story behind every business, you know. There's a story behind every product. There's a story behind everything. And so I say all that to say, if you think you don't have a story in you, I'm here to tell you, you are wrong. Everybody has a story. No matter where you started, you know, I know a lot of people, it doesn't matter if you grew up with money, you grew up without money. A lot of people like to say, you know, you can't really tell, you can't be an entrepreneur if you didn't grow up straight up poor, you know. What? What? That's crazy. We all have a story. We all come from somewhere. And whether you want to sell a product, do a service, you know, whether you're selling yourself, you know, use storytelling. You know, figure out ways to tell a story, you know. We can all get better with that, all right? There's nothing wrong with storytelling. It's great, and when you watch it, you ever watch a great movie and they're telling a great story, you just get caught up in it, you know. The best stories are the ones that you just forget about everything. You're like, let me listen, let me see what's going on, you know. And last night I had that feeling. I was watching and I said, forget me now, the adult I am, you know. I'm gonna watch, I'm gonna enjoy it, you know. I was 10 minutes into it, I said, you know what, figure out other stuff. And I was happy and I cheered, I clapped, and I was like, woohoo. And I also thought to myself at the end, I said, man, this is going to be a great podcast. And the next couple of days, we're going to talk about wrestling in the podcast. So boom, there you go. But ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. We will be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, thank you for listening. God bless. My name is Tony Rizzano, and it's always, everybody, peace.